Welcome back to Machine Heads, where we talk tips for heavy equipment dealers and OEMs in the heavy equipment market. Today, we're talking about three big insights for heavy equipment dealers, what they should be doing with their websites, what you can do with social media, and why you need to list in more than one marketplace at one time. Take a listen. Here's three big insights for the heavy equipment market. If you're a heavy equipment dealer or an OEM, you face big marketing challenges. The need to stand out from the crowd and grow the market share at the same time, it's a real struggle. These challenges mainly stem from the fact that most businesses list their products on the same third-party websites that promise big sales, but end up burying them among their competitors. Same equipment, same brands, same everything. To make matters worse, most dealer websites don't always show up in search engines for the products that they carry. Meanwhile, the third-party marketplace website shows up twice, especially if they pay for ads. That makes it really hard for dealers and OEMs to sell their products from their own website. What most people don't know is that third parties who manage websites and product listings do that because it lets them absorb all of the user data that would allow the dealer to grow. Who cares about clicks of a button? Who cares how many people come to my website? You should. That's who. That click of a button, it amounts to a lot over time. Looking at web traffic analytics on any website reveals that there are more people visiting your website than you might think, especially if you sell top brand products. Products with names that people are searching for. Each time a person views or lingers or clicks or fills out a form, your website, it gains credibility from all that action. And that communicates to search engines that it's a site worth visiting. That's how websites grow. They gain credibility from people using them, and so the search engines show your site to more people. Plain and simple. Clicking the buttons on a website plays a big part in making that website grow. What matters most is who owns those buttons. If a third party manages your website or the products on it, then rest assured all of the credibility that your website gets for being a place where customers can visit and buy goes to them. This is pretty common practice for digital marketplaces, especially the ones that do web development and marketing. They do it for a few reasons. It's easier from a technical standpoint to drop in a plugin or a snippet of code. They also don't want people to find your website over theirs. No matter if they manage your whole site or just the products on it, whatever they're using to do that lets them absorb the credibility that comes from the clicks. So, it's hard to gain a competitive edge when the resources that are supposed to help you sell products to more people in more places actually also make it harder for you to sell on your own. It is possible to overcome it, to grab a bigger piece of the pie, to attract more loyal customers to your website, and to grow your customer base. So here's three strategies that you can use to grow online independently while working with third-party marketplaces. The first one is a no-brainer, using social media. Social media is a powerful tool for building a brand and getting people to find your site. A lot of heavy equipment dealers turn their business profiles into flea markets, filled with raw cut photos of machines. And while that gets a lot of likes, it doesn't really help people remember your brand when it comes time to buy. Social media is designed to let everyone in your audience know about your business, whether they're ready to buy or not. Probably more likely when they're not ready to buy. Because, of course, they're being social. It's far less common for a person to go to a website from a social media link than it is for them to find your website later after seeing something on social media. Social media helps people remember brands. If it didn't, then businesses wouldn't use it. Sharing a variety of branded posts with your logo and your information about your company, about its legacy, its successes, celebrations, the community relationships that you've built, and doing that alongside some really awesome shots of heavy-duty machines in action, moving earth, and getting the job done, that's the type of stuff people want to see. People who find you on social media, they want to know about your business. They don't just want to see what you have to sell. When it comes to your website, you've got to row your own boat. Look, updating web pages, maintaining a blog, getting links from other sites, and tracking rankings on search engines, all that is search engine optimization. All of that packaged together helps you get SEO. The goal is to make your website and your company more visible than your competition. So if you sell products, having them listed properly on your website is a big part of showing up higher in search engine rankings. The web crawlers that make those rankings, they understand if a product is a product on your website, and that's what they're looking for. If they see it, they give you all the credit. But if they see a widget or a plugin from another company, they give the credit to that company. Getting your website to show up on search engines is challenging if your products aren't actually listed on the site. Even though you may see your products on your site, it doesn't mean that they're yours. With every click and view, that third party who manages them, they're drowning you out of search results. This keeps you in the same boat as your competitors. If you list your products on your own site, your website can start to grow. It can establish your site as a resource hub in search engines, and over enough time, your site will show up when people search for the products that you list. In order to grow online, you gotta row your own boat. Finally, you can get a bigger piece of the pie if you list in more than one marketplace. There's a simple truth when it comes to online search for heavy machinery. Relying on one marketplace limits your online visibility, which limits your market share. There are more people online than you think. There are more people looking for heavy equipment online than you think every day. There's no math involved in this. When you look at the daily web traffic of the top 15 e-commerce marketplaces for heavy equipment, it reveals that over 3 million people a day are searching for heavy equipment. It's an enormous amount of daily web traffic, and it's spread out across a number of third-party marketplaces. With websites like United Rentals, Big Rants, Construction Equipment Guide, they're the top three and collectively account for 66% of the daily commercial web traffic associated with heavy equipment. But it's also worth noting that the remaining 44%, they're also showing more than 200,000 people searching every single day. And they're probably more willing to work with you and be flexible on price because they have a smaller digital footprint and they need the help. So in short, the online market for heavy equipment is larger than most dealers and OEMs think. Limiting product listings to a single marketplace and not growing your own website at the same time is always going to leave you with the smallest piece of the overall internet pie. So how can heavy equipment dealers and OEMs grow online? Well, here's three ways that you can do that we just discussed. Brand your social media. Post the story. Tell a story with every post. Use lots of different kinds of posts. Your audience will thank you, and they'll remember you when it comes time to buy. Own your website and your products. Manage the listings or pay someone to do it for you. When you take ownership of your listings and your website and you don't give away all of the user data, your site grows independently. And list in multiple marketplaces. Listing your products in more than one marketplace is always going to make sure that you grow beyond your competitors. Remember, it's about putting your brand everywhere in the digital landscape, everywhere your customers are, speaking their language and expressing the value of your company as much as the value of your products. Folks, that is our show for today. Big shout out to the Independent Equipment Dealers Association, IEDA. If you haven't checked them out, go to their website, check out their newsletter, check out their podcasts, always providing great content for heavy equipment dealers and OEMs. That track that you heard earlier, that was Chet Faker, Gold, the karaoke version. Finally, this has been a production of ConAg Marketing. ConAg works hard to give heavy equipment dealers, OEMs, and contractors everything that they need to be successful in the digital age. My name is Nick Riggs. I've been your host. We will see you next month on Machine Heads. Take care.